Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
So, Garrett, it's been quite a week in terms of more film releases being pushed back. This is kind of a weekly occurrence now, isn't it?
It is, unfortunately, and it's really sort of disappointing to see all these big releases getting pushed back. They're moving all their schedules to a safer time for them next year when they believe that they'll get people. But of course, you have to just worry about the cinemas and the future of distribution, really, in terms of, you know, all those theatres across the country that'll be pretty much empty now because there's going to be no films released. Probably, you know, big films released before March. We're not going to see any of them. And Universal Pictures have kind of joined the ranks this week where they talked about Jurassic World Dominion, which is filming at the moment. And they've announced that they're going to push back that an entire year before it's due to be released to June 10th.
I was really surprised about that. I thought we'd see it next year. That's an extraordinary choice, isn't it?
It is, like, because they did get back up and running. I know their shoot was delayed and they were forced to shut down, but they did get back up and I think they'll be wrapping pretty soon. They've been filming in the UK. So you kind of expected that they may be able to meet that original release date. But obviously, with all the other films moving and probably creating a bit of a backlog around next summer, they've decided that the best thing to do is to hold off another year.
All right. But there are some new releases you can tell us about.
Yeah, there are. And there's new films going into production as well. And the first one to mention is, you know, Slinky Toys.
Yes.
You know them?
Yes.
Well, did you ever think you could make a film about a Slinky Toy?
No, but somebody did.
Somebody did. Tamara Davis is actually going to direct Slinky, a film centering on Betty James, who is the wife of the Slinky creator, Richard James. She took over the struggling business after her husband left her with their six children and nearly a bankrupt company. And then in this sort of male-dominated CEO era, she turned around the company into a must-have item for kids. Sounds like the good basis of a movie, actually.
It does. And shooting, when you put it that way, there's a backstory.
There is a big backstory, and shooting for that one is expected to begin in 2021. So there you go. There's one bit of production news.
Excellent. Now you have another kid's favourite hitting the big screen.
I do. It's Thomas the Tank Engine, and the movie's going to be called Thomas and Friends. It's a 75-year-old children's franchise, of course, and we've seen it surface in books, toys, games, and a TV series, which is now in its 24th season. Mark Forster is going to direct this, and you'll know him from directing the likes of Christopher Robin, Quantum of Solace. So he's going to basically team up with Mattel to helm and produce this feature. Mattel are getting involved in many different film projects. They've got the Barbie film coming out as well. There's also a Barney and Wishbone movie happening at Universal. So they've got a lot of their projects, you know, now tied into, I suppose, big releases on the big screen, which of course will help sell toys.
Well, exactly. Okay, Thomas and Friends, we'll keep an eye on that one. Now, you've a good bit of casting news actually this week, Garrett. Where are we starting with that?
We're starting with Claire Foy and James McAvoy because they're set to star in My Son, which is a missing person thriller and a remake of a 2017 French movie, Mon Garçon. So the French director who actually directed the original, this is Christian Carrion, is going to direct it.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. McAvoy. Yeah, which is an interesting choice. So I suppose when you've done the film once, now you're going to do it again in an English language adaptation. But McAvoy is going to play a father whose son goes missing, leading him to travel to a town where his ex-wife, who'll be played by Claire Foy, lives in search of answers to the mystery. So that's a movie that's going to be starting production very soon.
That's My Son. Now Elizabeth Moss is next up. She's been busy, actually.
She's really busy at the moment. And she's signed on to play former Congresswoman Katie Hill in a film adaptation of her forthcoming book, which is called She Will Rise, Becoming a Warrior in the Battle for True Equality. Now, in the book, she recounts her experiences as a young woman with no prior political experience, whose charm and common sense won over the people in her district and, of course, thrust her into the halls of power in Washington. But then some domestic abuse scandals and intimate photos that were released, sort of these personal mistakes would eventually lead to a stunning fall from grace. It's all documented in the book, and Elizabeth Moss is going to be playing her in a movie. That sounds like an interesting project.
It certainly
as
does,
well.
And I love Elizabeth Moss. Now, the IFI, they've been doing great work in terms of the online platform. We've had their documentary festival and the Gaze Festival, and with Halloween around the corner, they're going ahead with the Horrorthon, which is great.
Yes, they are, which is always a great addition every year, and some wonderful films always showcased. So it opens on the 22nd of October. That's a Thursday. They're going to present 22 features from around the world, plus a special recorded Q&A with the legendary Joe Dante, the director of the beloved classics, including Piranha, Inner Space and Gremlins. Go check out the full programme. There's an awful lot of films on there. You can go to ifihome.ie and search Horrorthon. The films, the online screenings cost $7.50. So it's a great way to explore the festival while cinemas will remain closed. It's great to see that the likes of these, these sort of events that we've gotten so used to will now still continue, and a great chance for people everywhere to be able to see it.
Yes, a Horrorthon from the comfort of your own home. So that means you can hide behind the cushion too, which is kind of handy.
You can.
All right, new releases. What have you for us?
Okay, so obviously the cinemas, are closed in many areas, which makes it difficult to release some movies. But we've got St. Maud is released. This is about a live-in nurse, Maud, who arrives at the home of Amanda, a famous dancer, now frail from illness and trapped in her grand isolated house. Then the nurse becomes dangerously obsessed with saving the soul of her dying patient. Gazillionaire is another movie about a woman's life turned upside down when her criminal parents invite an outsider to join them on a major heist they're planning. Deborah Winger, Evan Rachel Wood and Richard Jenkins star in that. We've got some movies on Netflix as well to worth checking out, or a series anyway in the first instance. This is The Haunting of Bly Manor. This comes from the creator of The Haunting of Hill House. You can see a trend here in some of the movies that have been released as we approach Halloween. But something completely different that's over on the Disney Channel is The Right Stuff. This is a new National Geographic 8-episode scripted series that follows the incredible story of America's first astronaut. So there's a few things to check out over the weekend.
Fantastic. What about a TV movie for us?
Okay, so because her new movie is coming out shortly, this is Sophie Coppola. She's got a new movie called On the Rocks, which is coming to Apple TV on October 23rd. I was interested to see that one of her great movies, Lost in Translation, is playing on Monday night on TG Car. This is a really good movie. Bill Murray stars in her new movie, and he also stars in this, about a sort of past his prime American actor who travels to Japan to film a commercial. And during a night in a hotel bar, he meets a spirited younger woman played by Scarlett Johansson. Hansen and the pair strike up a close friendship. It's a lovely movie. Really like it. It's on Monday night, 9:30 on TG Car.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Garrett. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Aideen.